Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it is my pleasure to welcome back very popular guest, Rachel Thompson Phillips, and we have 20 callers on the line. Oh, my. So that shows you how popular Rachel is. And we're not going to be able to get to everybody, so I'm hoping that you will take down her website information, which I'll give you in a minute, and make use of her services. You know, she does this as a favor to give you a snippet of what she does. And if you really want to have the full experience, please contact her at her website, which is rachelthompsonphillips.com. Let me spell that for you, because Rachel is spelled R-A-C-H-A-E-L. Thompson is T-O-M-P-S-O-N. Phillips is P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. RachelThompsonPhillips.com. So, Rachel's passion is for helping other people to embrace and believe in the magic of their intuitive soul self, and however that means for them. Be that to become a healer, oracle card readers, or use their intuitive skills for life and business. She wants others to never feel misunderstood or alone in their intuitive journey. She says that we all tend to worry that other people will think you're weird if you mention psychic abilities or that you use your intuition. But now, weird has become a superpower for most. She goes on to say that for many years, I kept quiet about the intuitive psychic gifts I had, but not anymore. I've soon realized that my intuitive skill has become the most trusted guidance I've used in both my life and my six-figure business, and I want to share all that I have learned with as many people that are sick and tired of hiding who they truly are at a soul core level. Rachel's specialty is helping people unlock their unique gifts and step into their power whilst they develop their intuitive psychic gifts. And so let me welcome Rachel. Rachel, good evening.
Hi, David. How are you, love?
Good, honey. How about yourself?
I'm doing really good, thank you.
Oh, that's a pleasure to hear. You know, you always have so many balls in the air. I'm wondering if you can let folks know what you've been up to. And we're going to talk a little bit about the recent new moon, folks, and then we will take calls after that. So what's been going on for you?
I am currently right at this point just remodeling my online program called Sacred Oracle, where I teach people how to become oracle readers and dive into their intuitive psychic skills. So I'm really loving the vibe of that and seeing the birth of all the years. Sometimes you just don't realize just how much knowledge you have until you start to opening yourself to bringing that forward to share that with others. And the adventures that you go on that help you have learned those skills as well. So it's sort of been a journey of a self-exploration and just revisiting the journey of where everyone usually is at that beginning phase and all the things that have done to be where I am today. So it's it's been really nice, and I've enjoyed it, and just seeing the rebirth of the program. So that's been fabulous. That's what I've been working on. And right at the moment, as we said, we have this, we've just had the gorgeous new moon. So, you know, it's such a powerful time to revisit your goals and dreams and aspirations and consider, are you hiding from them or are you ready to pursue them? Do you believe in the law of attraction and manifesting? And if so, then do you apply it? And I think I absolutely love what the moon offers, especially at the full moon and the new moon period, to really go in and ask those really deep, intimate questions with our own self about our own personal responsibility of consciously creating the life that we want. And the moon phases offers us these opportunities to dive in and explore those within our own self and get really honest with ourselves. And I think it's such a beautiful time, especially when we have these new moons and full moons, as a way to also engage all of those amazing spiritual practices like rituals and connecting with all the spiritual tools that we use. I think it's such a beautiful time. Do you do any rituals yourself, David, for full moons or new moons?
I don't. I have a good friend that does and has been encouraging me to do that, but I haven't as of yet. My daily routine is to do meditation and prayer, and I spend a lot of time throughout the day counting my blessings as I go through the day, and that's my basic routine. I wanted to ask you a question. When you talked about dreams, goals, and aspirations, some people are a little bit out of touch and have a hard time goal setting. And I wondered if you had any suggestions to anybody that might be in that position.
Definitely. And it's so really interesting that you asked this question, David, because I just did a Facebook Live on that exact question yesterday. I think when we think about goals and aspirations, we think about things from this really huge, big picture vision. I want this really big dream. And what happens is that usually really big dreams require time, consistency in applying both that intuitive, soulful, like making sure that you're nurturing and listening to that guidance that's coming through, along with taking inspired action. But when we have only write down big dreams, we, as the human mind loves to collect evidence, and it likes to see, I'm putting in this effort, what is my result? I want to see that I'm getting my results instantly. As humans, we want that instant gratification. So it's really important when looking at goal setting to not only look at the big picture vision, but also take into account of all the little steps, so that as you're going through and completing and ticking off those small steps, that you're also taking a moment to tune into yourself, to celebrate your wins, to become your most amazing cheer squad, you know, encouraging yourself, inspiring yourself and motivating yourself. But if you only focus on the big vision, you either hit the mark and it's really arduous, or you walk away from it because it's going to take too much time for it to get that instant gratification. So with big visions, break them down into tiny little steps. Have them written down so you know where to focus your energy and what you're getting up and what thing you're doing each day. And it's all just about a model that I share inside of my program, which is called CPR, which is consistency, persistence, and repetition. When you are wanting to chase dreams and you want to fulfill those goals and aspirations, you're going to have to learn probably some new skills. And it's important to think of not only just that, because we're human beings, we're not human doing. So we've got to have a component that we're feeding, both seeing the steps that we're taking, the action that we're taking is ticking off the actionable steps.
Right.
We're also working on that beingness component. Who do you need to be? What do you need to do to keep yourself inspired? What do you need to do to keep yourself accountable? Does that look like meditation? Does it look like exercise? Does it look like eating well? Because you're the only person that can make the dreams and goals come true. So if you're not looking after yourself, guess what? You may not hit your goals either. So you've got to take care of that beingness component of your own self whilst you're also taking those actionable steps.
Perfect advice. Excuse me. Now, Rachel, do you have anything that you would like to say to callers before we begin taking calls?
No, I just like to just reiterate that we each caller just gets like one question with the message that comes through, just so that we can make sure that we've got enough time to get through as many beautiful souls that have jumped on the call tonight.
Perfect. And before we begin doing that, would you like to take a moment to talk about your oracle cards? Because Rachel has developed some beautiful, beautiful cards, and I possess a deck of them myself. And they're a lot of fun to work with, and people that are on the line might be interested in hearing about them and obtaining them.
Oh, thank you so much, love. And they will actually be the cards that I use to do readings for people today. I designed a deck of cards because I wanted to create a deck of cards that actually really connected deeply with all of the different dimensions and different aspects within our own self. And each of the cards are all have women's faces of them on each of the cards as a mirror to see that as you receive a message, it's a message directly coming from your soul, speaking directly to you about an aspect within yourself that wants to be acknowledged. And within each one of the cards, there are multiple little dimensions. So every single symbol that's on the card has another level of information behind that as well. So there's just all these depths and variables within inside of the oracle cards. And to me, that was something that was super important. Like, I have a ton of oracle decks, like anyone else does if you love oracle cards. But I found a lot of them explored outside of themselves, like angels, fairies, all of those kind of things. And to me, intuition is an inside job. So for me, I wanted to design a deck that was about accessing you, your soul. How do you connect into that? How do you open up that line of communication that's a direct link to your soul? And that was the birthing of how the oracle cards came about, and that's why they're called Be You oracle cards, helping each person become the best version of themselves and understanding that we continue to evolve and we grow and we expand, and then we go on the journey of learning who we are at that version of self. So the journey of self-exploration is a lifelong journey.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you for sharing that. I've only talked to a few of the callers, so just because I haven't talked to you doesn't mean I won't get to you. So let's go to the phone lines if you're ready.
Yep.
And our first caller is Laura. And Laura, you're live.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Laura. How are you, love?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you, love. How can I help you?
I am on a contract right now that I want to move on from. So I have an interview lined up, a phone interview on Monday, and then an in-person interview Friday with another contract. And I was wondering if you see me getting that job, if that's the right move for me to make.
Did you say that you'll go and have a phone conversation and then a review about that same job on the Friday afterwards? Is that correct?
Yeah, so I had a phone interview with the hiring manager who I would be reporting to, and that went well.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got a call from my recruiter saying that she wanted me to have a phone interview with one of their vendors that I'm going to be working with. So that is on Monday with her vendor. And then Friday, she wants me to come in person as well.
Yep, cool. I just wanted to make sure that I heard that correctly. Sorry, love. So, yes, I do see this is going to be... Now, I've got two things coming up for me at this point. The card that has come up is femininity. So femininity is about having that softer approach, being more in flow and being more in alignment as opposed to forcing and pushing. If you have to force or push or, you know, oversell yourself or jump through 50 million hoops, then it's not the right thing for you, love. So the thing that comes up the most is really tune into if it feels right, because even if the job comes through for you and the opportunity to do it, if it doesn't feel right, then that's something you really need to explore, that is this really where I want to invest my time? Because we spend so much time at work, we need to be happy in that as well, rather than just that security of a job. And so the thing that comes up for me is, yes, I do see this being something that's going to work well for you, but just stay in that flow. Just share with them the qualities that you can bring to them from that more feminine attribute rather than... you know, sometimes when we try and oversell ourselves and we walk away and we don't feel good about that, that's the feeling that I get, is not to pursue that way. Just stay in your space, because what the person that is reviewing you is going to look at you and go, you are really solid. You are calm underneath. I know that if a stressful situation came up because of this conversation with you, that you have the ability to think clearly and be calm and move through this, rather than someone that's, you know, boasting about themselves. So it's really going to come in handy to come from that feminine space of flow and just alignment, okay?
Okay. Okay, that sounds good.
Does that
but
make
you
sense
feel
for
that
you, love?
Yeah, but do you think that I would be successful in this contract? Is this going to be a good fit for me, do you think?
Yes.
Okay. All right, great.
Yes. So long as you just stay in that space of just, you know, this is who I am, these are the great skills and qualities that I have, and I'll be a really great asset to your business. Just come from that space, you know what I mean? And it, I think it's going to be a really great fit for you with the opportunity for expansion and growth to move up through different various tiers and take you into different areas to learn new skills. So I think it's going to be something that you're going to find really enjoyable for quite some time.
Oh, well, so that's the thing, though. She said it was only supposed to go through May. Yeah, that's the only thing I'm worried about there. Okay, all right, go ahead, David. Thank you.
Okay,
I
was just going to say it's time to move on, but thank you for calling, and best wishes to you with it.
Thank you. Thanks, Rachel.
Okay.
My pleasure, love.
Okay, this next caller's name is Amla. And Anla, you are live.
Hi, how are you?
How are you, love?
Good, good. So I'm going to go right into the question. So I just signed up for a holistic conference. It's at the end of February. I was just wondering, it just felt right intuitively. It felt right to go. I know I'm going to have a good time. I just am wondering if I'm going to meet somebody like-minded. It's been really tough the last few months with meeting people on my wavelength, and I'm just looking for a best friend slash a relationship. So I was just wondering, I was going to go anyway to this conference. I was just wondering if you see me meeting there or somewhere else or anything.
I'm really pleased to hear that you just went with your gut and you just went for it. There's so many people that don't do that. So one, I just want to commend you on that. I do think you're going to meet so many people that are like-minded. I think it's also going to open your mind to whole new different types of paradigms, whole new different ways of thinking. It's almost like the feeling that I get, and I'm trying not to get the giggles, because it's not the giggles out of disrespect. It's like giggles of, like, you know, when you finally when you haven't seen someone for a long time and then you see them, and it's just like that – you just show up and you just get to be your whole self, and you're so excited and those people just love and accept you. That's how it's going to be for you. It's going to be like, oh, my God, I've been waiting for this. I'm not sure if I actually see I don't actually see a long-term relationship as an intimate relationship, but I see so many incredibly fabulous friendships with one of them, the odd one or two of them, having a friend that they would like to introduce you to. So one will lead to another, love. But I do see from this experience, then going down different pathways of pursuing different types of learning and study, because you'll just be open to lots of different things from this thing. So again, I'm just really proud to hear that you used your intuition and you're really clear about what it is that you would like when you're there, and you will have that. And that's the beautiful thing about the new moon. When we have clarity around what we have, then we set that vibration within our own self to naturally attract the thing that we want, because we have crystal clear clarity, and that's what you have, honey. So enjoy every moment. You're going to have a fabulous time.
I hope so, because it's just about, you know, I've been weeding so many people out. It's kind of been like a thaw out period. It's just I'm not meeting people, and I don't want to waste my time anymore, you know. So I'm just hoping to meet my Mr. Right soon, too, because it's just been so long, and I would love to have that kind of long-term
connection. Well, as you said, honey, I think you will meet great friendships, and through those friendships, I'll introduce you to the Mr. Right. So sometimes you've got to walk before you run. Okay, so
have
the great friendships. So you have that friendship intimacy, and therefore then you move on to the next realm of, you know, personal intimacy. So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, Amla, have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care, love, and have a great time.
Good night,
bye,
sweetie.
Bye, thank you.
Bye-bye, love.
Okay, our next caller is Eileen. And Donna, I apologize. I don't remember where you are in the queue, but I will get to you after Eileen. And I see that your call dropped, but I found you. Okay, Eileen, you are live.
Hi, Rachel. I'm not going to ask you how you are because I know how you are. I know how you are.
Thank you so much. Thank
We're
you. How can I help you, sweet?
Well, I'm a master. I'm a master
awesome.
Creator like you are, and I just let things flow in and out. And I'm a full-time professional artist, and I was at a show this past weekend, and it was so fabulous because it was like a fish frenzy. You know, I was just sitting there showing what I do, and boom, 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 boom. So one of these people that came in, his name was Steve, and a good friend of his was with him, and he says he's a matchmaker. And I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Well, he knows really wealthy people out there, and he sets them up for things that they need." So he was telling me about a man, and I had him take photographs of me in front of one of my huge oil paintings overlooking the Caribbean Ocean. And he says this man has a 16,000-square-foot house right on the beach, and he needs your artwork. So, and then I gave him some of my art cards with paintings that I had done with the ocean in the background and beautiful tropical gardens. Do you see that panning out, coming together?
I do. I'm really, really pleased that this came up, because this is exactly what will unfold. The thing that I really want to express the most that instantly comes up for me around this is I see this as a really great thing, but being really, really clear on boundaries. Sometimes when you work with extremely high-end people that are affluent and have plenty of money, will sometimes expect you to jump through hoops. You know, I want you to do this for me, and want all these extras, and not always pay for that. This is where you've got to be really firm on your boundary, saying, this is what's in my pricing structure. I'm happy to do the extra additional add-ons that you would love, but this will be the additional price. Because it's the thing that's coming through the most is being really firm on setting those foundations straight up, so that you've created that solid platform for every single person. Because if you were to just sort of go, oh, you know, like, I'll just do these few extra things for these people and I'll not charge them, guess what? They're going to tell their friends. So then they're going to expect extras and extras and extras. And so you start off on not a good foot. So it's really important to have those really solid foundations as to if someone wants extra, what's going to be my price range, how do I work with this? And it comes from a business perspective, because it's just business, okay?
Exactly.
Try not to get caught up in the emotional part within it. So keep the business and build those gorgeous, intimate friendships with people along the way, love. But keep that solid foundation of this is your pricing structure and anything extra is a paid-on extra. But you're happy to accommodate that. I do think it's going to go well. The thing that I keep hearing this voice in my head screaming at me, so I'm going to do some follow-up, love. Okay, reach out to this
yesterday.
Person and say, I really love.
I did yesterday.
Beautiful.
I did. I called yesterday.
Beautiful.
And he said, oh, I'm so glad you called. I said, did you show my art to your client? And he said, yes. And I said, did you show any other artists from the whole show to your client? And he said, no, I told them you were the best, and that's it. He said, I should know this
there
weekend.
You go.
Wow.
Yeah, good, good. Just keep following it up, honey.
So, okay, I will.
It's going to do very well, hon. But just remember,
okay.
It's business. Follow it up, not so much
yes,
chase clients, all of that kind of side, hon. It's going to be fabulous, but keep clear, solid boundaries. Okay? Wish
okay.
you all the best,
thanks,
honey.
Rachel.
It's such an exciting
thanks.
Adventure to go on.
Okay, great.
Best wishes
Thank
to
you,
Eileen. Thanks
Thank
for calling, hon.
You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. God bless. Okay, Donna, I'm going to find you down here. I don't know what happened to you, but thank God your name came back up with the phone number. Donna, you're live. Did you drop? Did your
Hello?
Call get dropped? Hi.
Hello.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay.
Hello. Thank you, David. Hi, Rachel.
Yeah.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Oh, I'm laid up in bed for 3 weeks with I had a back injury, so that's not good. Oh, I don't know. I can't figure out what it is. It might be a pulled muscle. I don't know. It might be worse. But anyway, I'm still being positive. I wanted to know about my love life because there is no one in my life, and I was hoping that this is going to be the year that I will meet someone and have a compatible relationship, you know, with a male, and I was wondering what you were picking up, please.
The thing that comes up for me is, just going to be 100% honest here, honey, the very first thing that comes up for me is just a real sadness. I feel really lost, I feel lonely, I feel isolated and sick of really feeling like you're on this journey on your own. I think there is some inner work that just sort of needs to be done, and while you're laid up in bed with your back injury, hon, which I hope resolves itself quickly, I think it's really important to just go in and do any sort of inner work clearing that may be coming through from the past, hon. And that therefore will then create a new frequency within your own self to then attract the right person. I think even if a person came into your life at this point, it's not going to be the right person for you. It's just going to be a person. And I think that you actually deserve so much more than that, love, to have someone that you actually really want to invest your time and energy and love with rather than just settling. So as I said, go on and have a look. The thing that the card that came up for me is feathers, which is past loved ones that have died. That message is about clearing any healings around someone that has passed that left a trauma within you. Go in and sort of explore what that is for you. Usually I find that when someone has a person that they've truly loved pass over, then we're sometimes, as humans, we're left with the what ifs. I wonder if they knew this about me. I wonder if they knew how much I love them. I wonder how much important they were to me. And we're left with all of those what ifs. They're the kind of things that I feel like need to be resolved and healed for you, honey, because it's creating a void in the channel of being able to attract more love. Okay?
Okay. So what do you mean, like meditate or something or go to the beach?
Yeah, like
or...
you can just go in and, yeah, you could just go into yourself and just ask yourself what needs to be healed in order to open up the channel for love. And then just if an experience, a memory, a person, or a trauma comes into your consciousness, go in and explore what feels unresolved around that. And then go in and just clear it up and heal it and just ask for your soul and the universe to work with you to clear any dense energy that's stuck at that time frame. So when we have experiences where we get stuck, our soul will bring us back to these times and points to be able to heal them, because they're like almost like having the freeway and then all of a sudden there's a great big pothole and then we have more of the road and there's a pothole. There are times that our soul brings us back to fill in those potholes so that we have a more beautiful, clear pathway where we're not being triggered or activated around that. Do you mind telling me whereabouts in your back seems to be the sorest?
Well, here's the thing. I was taking care of a lady and she was lying down on the bed, and I wanted to prop her up on the pillow, so I picked her up, but I had leaned over and picked her up under the shoulders, and oh, my gosh, that's what happened. And it's the lower back.
It's the lower back. Okay, so that's the lower
like
back
the hip,
is all around.
Like the buttocks area almost.
The hip areas,
area.
Yeah. So, yeah, just
yeah, the hip,
because
yeah.
every part, yeah, because all of our physical body holds an emotional strain. So the hip area is about having balance. I feel like you give so much of yourself and very little love actually comes back to you, love. So, but you got to remember, you can give that to yourself, set really... like, I just feel like you just need some nurturing and being taken care of in your life and then open yourself up, whereas I think you feel like you need someone to give that to you rather than realizing that you can give that to yourself. Do things that are going to nourish and feed your soul and elevate yourself to a level where you're like, I am attracting people into my world, partners, because I want them in my life, not because I need them. Do you understand the difference
right.
of?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so
definitely.
Go through and just, yeah, so just go through and just use this opportunity as a beautiful time to just go in and cleanse and clear up that kind of stuff. Really be nurturing and, you know, the beauty of how nurturing you are with this lady, give yourself that kind of soft, gorgeous nurturing back to yourself, honey, and fill your own heart with love and compassion and nurturing, and then this will naturally... therefore be able to attract someone that's a much nicer space than if someone was to just come into your world. So if we vibrate at a low space, we attract low vibrating people. I'd love to see your energy to be raised and elevated, but from a space of that absolute pure love, so you can attract someone that's at that same frequency, honey.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. That was so helpful. Thank you, Rachel.
Oh, that's my absolute pleasure, love. Take care and look after yourself, honey.
Heal well, Donna.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
God bless. Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Good night. All right, Anne is next. Let me find her. Okay, Anne, you're
Hello.
Live.
Hi, Anne. How are you, love?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you, honey. How can I help you?
I have a question. If you see this year a romantic partner that will become a life partner, I'm not really interested just in games or just friends. I would like to have a partner.
The thing that comes up, the biggest thing that comes up for me is I feel like this has been a quest that you've been on for quite some time. I would say at least the last, you know, 3 or 4 years really trying to find a suitable partner for yourself. You know that expression where I'm just going to use this as an analogy, love, okay? So you know when some people, they try to fall pregnant to become parents, and the moment they stop trying, all of a sudden, boom, they get pregnant. You know that? That analogy? So for me, the thing
stop
looking
I
for people
for
and that right person. And that's the thing that comes up for me is just the moment you stop looking, the right exact person turns up. And I feel that's going to occur within the next 4 months, closer to the end of the 4 months. But at this moment, I just feel in my own self, I feel in my physical body, I feel exhausted from, I've just been trying, and then this doesn't work, so I'll try something different, I'll do this. I feel exhausted emotionally on the inside, but the gorgeous thing about you is you have this soul that's very, very determined. When you set your mind to something, nothing gets in your way, so you're like, okay, let's get back out there again and we'll try that. This is a moment I feel like you just really need to just stop, enjoy life, go off without the expectation of meeting anyone, but go out there with the expectation of you having fun and enjoying your life for now. And that when someone looks at you while you're out and they see you enjoying life and you have this very contagious, gorgeous laugh, that's what's going to attract someone, because you're actually fully submerged and being present and enjoying you rather than you being on the lookout for the right person. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I know. Yes.
Wonderful. Well, I wish you all the best, love. Just take this.
Oh. Okay, thank you. So I just had a yes and no question. Is it okay, David, to ask a dog?
Sorry, honey?
I had a yes and no question to ask, but I don't know if it's okay with David.
Well, I think we better not do that tonight, Anne, to be respectful of what Rachel was saying in the beginning. But take what she said. It's great, great suggestions, great advice, and great feedback. And it sounds like love is headed your way.
Thank you so much, Rachel. I really appreciate your suggestion. I will take them all. I'll write them down, and I really appreciate it. I'm going through a stressful time with my mother at this time, so that's why I'm exhausted. But thank you so much.
Yep.
Thanks, Anne, for calling. Yeah.
Take care.
And for any of the callers that are calling in tonight, of course, you can always go back and listen to the podcast. And again, I'm encouraging people, we have so many callers on the line, to contact Rachel at her website, which is rachelthompsonphillips.com. And Rachel is spelled R-A-C-H-A-E-L. And Michelle is our next caller. And Michelle, you're live.
Hi, Rachel.
How are you, love? How are you?
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what to do with my job situation this year. I had been looking for a long time to change my job, but now the job has changed quite a bit, so I'm working from home more, and it's actually pretty nice, you know. So I don't know whether to continue.
I think you just answered your own question, love. You know how sometimes we actually talk about it and then we have that light bulb moment that we're like, wow, I'm actually worried about this, and I actually just realized that I've actually got it pretty awesome. I'm just going to follow on from that, honey. The thing that I get is that now that you've had this aha moment, then you're actually going to sit back and go, you know what? I believe you manifested this about 6 months ago, that you wanted to have a really nice blend between working from home and being able to work at your work. And now that it's turned up, you haven't actually recognized it, okay? Now this is the moment to sit back and go, I feel like the thing I just need to share with you, honey, is right at this moment, enjoy what you have created. You have actually, for the first time in your life, really been able to get to a place where you have a beautiful balance. Now, when we get there, most of the time as humans, then we look to the next thing, the next thing, the next thing, chasing, chasing, chasing. The thing that comes up for me is, this is the moment to just sit and really enjoy where your current life is right at this moment. Fully submerge yourself in waking up excited that you have this gorgeous flexibility and everything is flowing. Enjoy the flow. Don't need to create any ripples at the moment, honey. Just enjoy this moment.
Okay.
That sounds beautiful, Michelle.
It does sound good. There's a motivation for me wanting to change, because I have a clearance that needs to be used by June. If I don't use it, I lose it. And it took like a year and a half.
Can you just explain to me what a clearance is? I have not heard that before, so I don't know what that is, love. So do you mind just quickly explaining to me what a clearance is and what you do with it?
Well, sometimes when you work on government products, they give you a clearance, mm-hmm. like a secret or confidential, and it allows you to work in more areas. And I have this high clearance, but I'm not using it now. So if
okay.
I don't
how long
use
do you
it,
have
like,
left? How long do you have before
June.
It runs out?
Till June.
A year? Oh, look, honey, I said to you before. Enjoy this moment.
Till June, Rachel.
Okay, so as I said, my advice, the thing that's coming through loud and clear is enjoy the next 3 months and then start pursuing how to be able to use that clearance, okay?
Okay.
But for this moment, just enjoy it, because what happens is we then move on to the next thing. We don't even enjoy what we've created. We're supposed to actually enjoy what we do. And then that opens up a lot of, I know this sounds all woo-woo, but it opens up more magic for better opportunities to be attracted into our world, because we're actually coming from a space of gratitude. Mm. And gratitude is about being present. And when you are grateful, things naturally become attracted to you. So I do believe that someone, an opportunity will just end up literally falling into your lap where you can use that clearance, honey. Okay, but the first step in that evolving and things like that to unfold is to just stay in the space of gratitude and enjoying what you've created now. Okay?
Yeah. Wonderful.
Sounds good.
Well, thank you, Michelle.
And it sounds
okay,
right,
good night, too. Sweetie.
That's awesome. You take care, love.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Michelle. Okay, I'm moving on to area codes, people I haven't spoken with, and I have area code 863 on the line. What is your first name, please?
Hi, David. This is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, David.
Hi, Julia. How are you, love?
Hi, Rachel. Thanks for taking my call.
That's okay, love. How can I help you?
What I'm calling for this evening is I wanted to get your insights around any upcoming employment opportunities. I'm kind of getting myself back out there for the first time in a long time and just need a little, you know, a little reassurance, I guess. So.
Yeah, the thing that comes through the most at this point, honey, is feeling not confident. But I feel like you also put up a lot of walls to guard yourself, because it's like a defense mechanism of, like, I don't want people to see this vulnerability, because I'm worried that people will see that vulnerability as a weakness, of being nervous about getting back out into the workforce. And, you know, I honestly believe that there, to just be able to, the thing that comes up for me with that, honey, is just to be okay with that within your own self. But you have so many amazing qualities within your own self and ways in which you can help an array of lots of different work industries that you don't even realize how valuable they are. I do see working in the line of admin, and I'm not sure what you would call the job description. I see you doing some admin, but also a person that brings people together within a charity. So when I say bring people together, someone will say, "Oh, we want to get this program up and going," and you'll go and source someone on how that unfolds, and then bring those people together to help that program unfold. So I feel like you have this really great way to be able to, like, you're a really great researcher. Someone needs something researched, or someone needs something, you have the ability to just know exactly where to go. And even when you don't know where to go, it just naturally happens to fall into being much easier for you to be able to do that. So I do feel like, and with doing some work with charities, I feel like that's really going to feed your soul, love. I feel like you don't want just meaningless jobs. I feel like you really want to have something that wakes you up in the morning. You feel like you're really contributing to society and helping humanity. And I really do feel like this being a really good fit for you, love.
That's exactly how I want to feel about the job I do. That's perfect that you said that. It's like, yes, that's what
good.
I want. That's it.
Yeah. Yes, and that's what I mean. Like, when you can be really raw and honest about that's exactly what you want, for being able to understand the bigger purpose of it, is that you want it to feed your soul, and you want to know that when you've left this earth, that you've actually made some beautiful contribution to humanity on some level. That's something very, very important for you. So that's what I'm saying. Don't see that as a weakness. See that as your strength. Because when you come from that strength, then that defense mechanism comes down, and you actually really want to share that with people, that this is a really driving force and super important. People that work in charities, they want to know that a person that's going to come on board with them has that same passion. Okay, so let your passion be the thing that lets people see into that part within yourself. Don't see it as a weakness, honey.
Wow, that was so beautiful, and thank you so very much. That really,
that's my absolute
that
pleasure,
that.
Honey.
Thank you. Thank you too, David.
Oh,
I appreciate you
pleasure,
both.
Honey.
Oh, thank you, Julia. Thanks for calling tonight. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice. Okay,
you
too.
Thank you. Me too.
Oh, thank you. Okay, Mutual Admiration Society, right? All right, area code 780, you're next. What is your first name, please?
Hi, this is Michelle. Thanks for
Hi,
and
Michelle, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you, David?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Say hi to Rachel.
Hello, love. How
hi,
are
Rachel.
You?
Hi, Rachel. I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, honey. How can I help you?
So I believe I'm finally manifesting things. I just got my permanent job. I'm talking with two different men, so I'm kind of just curious what you see coming up for that. Please and thank you.
Around love?
Yeah.
As soon as you said that you manifested, guess what card has actually come up for you, which is the abundance card, which is all around manifesting potential. So... as far as these men, okay, both of them are going to have similar qualities. Some of them are going to have some qualities that, one in particular, you're going to need to be a little bit cautious about. One of them are going to have quite a little bit of a short temper or a very, very rigid perception on reality. And it'll come through very, very abrupt, but undeniable at the same time. That, for me, the impression I get for you is a no-go. That's an instant. I'm not even going to pretend, because this will just only come through. It'll just be like a tiny little snippet will be said in a conversation, and then he'll just go back to his normal self, and you'll be sitting there going to yourself, really? Did I just hear that? Or, oh, maybe I'm just making more of it than what it really is. Trust that. Okay, because this person is, I feel like this person has these really wonderful qualities, but I also feel like he has, I'll be really honest, a little bit of a temper, honey. So I don't see that as being a really good fit for you. And I feel like you have the potential to manifest. You know you have a great manifesting, so get really clear on what you want, honey, because you're manifesting exactly what you want. And remember, if you play games, games get played back on you. So be mindful of that, okay? So that's what I'm saying. There's got to be a part of personal responsibility, but tune into those cues when something doesn't feel right and move on from it, and then channel your energy back to that one person to see if they're a really good fit, which I think they will. I think it's a little bit quieter. I feel like you're a really big personality and you sort of think, oh, he's a little bit quieter. Will he actually be adventurous? Will he be fun? Like, God, this, I feel like I might need snooze town. But remember, sometimes opposites attract so much more. Yeah. And I feel like he's not going to show you everything of him, because why is he going to invest everything if you're not investing everything as well? Okay, so I think once you get rid of the second one, channel everything, then you're going to see a different person. Then you're going to be like, oh, that little quiet side, I actually quite like that.
Sounds good to me.
So blessings to you both.
My pleasure.
Oh, you too,
Take
Michelle.
Care. Have a nice night.
Have a wonderful
Okay. Oh, sorry to cut you off, Michelle. Area code 612, you are next. What is your first name, please?
Christiana.
Christiana, hi. Love your name.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi, love. How are you?
Hi. I was wondering, is it all right to ask about pregnancy, or is that...
Is it a prediction of pregnancy? It's not really something I do, but the thing I will share with you around this is that the thing that comes up the most, and the card that's actually come up, is the card of chaos. So I feel like there is so much pressure, so much expectation, and I feel like there's also an element of feeling like not feeling good enough, like why is it not working and that kind of stuff. And I feel like there's quite a lot of like deep internal conversations that are not so awesome you're having with yourself. and just the amount of pressure you're putting on yourself. As I used as an analogy before, sometimes you need to be able to take that pressure off, honey, to allow things to just flow. I feel like your body is so incredibly tense that it's almost rejecting the very thing that you want. And that's the biggest thing that comes up is I just keep hearing, just be calm. You know it's going to come. Just be calm and just let yourself just relax and just take your foot off the pedal of all that pressure, love. So that's the biggest thing that comes up for me around pregnancy at this point, love.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Christiana. God bless. Okay. Well, we're getting through a lot of calls. That's great. Area code 512. What is your first name?
Hi, Veronica. Hi, David.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi, Veronica. How are you, love?
Long time. Hi, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call. So I have a phone call. We're at work right now. It's morning on the weekend. I do work, but it's not working my weekends. Do you see this lady five, the letter C, getting transferred or demoted? Because I know some changes coming. And I do like the job.
Sorry, love, could you repeat that? I'm not sure if the line is super clear, but David, did you happen to hear that question?
I also had a problem with it, too. I think it is the line.
Okay. Could you just slow down just a little bit when you talk, honey, just because there's just a lot of static and I'm finding it just a little bit hard to hear your question. So you wanted to know about work?
Oh, well, I'm going to change the question, make it more easier. There's a new guy friend that... want to see if you see us going out, like, on a physical date, like out to eat or out to a movie. He is right next to me, perimeter.
Did you get that, Rachel?
And so she's got a work colleague that she wants to go, wondering if there's going to be a date that works next to her. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
Thank you.
Okay, I do see that going in that direction, but I don't see it being successful, love. I think there's sometimes we can have really great connections at work because, you know, we can joke and we can laugh, but then when we get out into our own personal worlds, it's not quite as enjoyable as what we'd like. I see it more as being really good friendships, and it's really important to have those. But I'm really interested in the first question that you were asking because it's just playing over my brain right at the moment. So do you mind just, I know I said I only keep it to one question, but I'm going to trust my own intuition and follow my own guidance here. What was the first question in relation to it? Was it about work and Veronica?
Yes, the question about the gentleman is he's a close friend of mine, and you told me to wait on that. But the first question was,
yes.
there is a lady by the letter of R. I don't know if she's going to be transferred or demoted because she's creating chaos.
Right. Okay, then. That question around the lady being demoted and that because she's creating chaos is I use this expression sometimes. If you play, some people like to play games like that, and they're not very nice people in that workspace. But because everyone joins in and there's nothing gets done about it, the biggest thing that comes up for me is disengage from it. If it doesn't affect you, don't get involved in it. Let her own self, let herself become her own undoing. When people make lots of comments about someone, I feel like there's someone in the higher up in the business that's going, maybe everyone's just been mean to her. And so they're not actually really taking the validation of just the kind of chaos that she's creating because they think that everyone collectively plays a role in it. The moment that you disengage from being active inside of her own craziness and her ability to create so much disruption within work, she'll sink her own self, honey. So that's my biggest thing that comes through for me. Allow her to just, you know, ruin it for her own self and just keep continuing doing what you're doing. If it doesn't affect you, then don't engage in it.
Thank you. Very good advice. I appreciate it. I will definitely take that. Thank you. Thank you.
My pleasure, love. You take care.
Thanks for calling, Veronica. God bless. We're going to take one more caller, and then that's going to be it for the evening. So please contact Rachel through her website one more time. It's RachelThompsonPhillips.com, and Rachel is spelled R-A-C-H-A-E-L. Okay, area code 650, you're next. What is your first name, please?
Hi, David. This is Miranda. How are you?
Hi, Miranda.
How are you, love?
Hi, Rachel. I'm doing well, thank you. This is sort of like a general question. Whatever you pick up in the next 2 or 3 months for me, anything significant pop up, just whatever comes to you.
The thing that comes up for me in the card that's come up is called the World card. That the World card is, and its meaning is, the world is your oyster, success shall follow. So the thing that comes up is, I feel like there is a work situation that is really going to, whether a contract's going to come through or the next level is available to you to move up within the work that you're already doing. And I feel like that then opening up channels for even more areas of growth, more areas of responsibility and the place, because I feel like you haven't always... I feel like you've used your skills, but you know when sometimes we stay in a job for too long and we just get a bit stale. I feel like by that next level, that next opportunity that presents itself, really opens up that that spark of inspiration and that drive again. And I feel like being able to access even more skills that you probably hadn't been using to their full potential at this point. And because of that, there is a whole new level of happiness that unfolds within your own self, like really waking up in the morning and feeling excited by life again. I feel like things have been a little bit flat for a little while, and that's the thing that comes up for me the most, that this, I feel like this is going to be a really big year of growth within self, but also a growth in career factor as well, honey.
Oh, very good. I'm hoping you might have picked up on my husband. I'm currently not working, but he's actually waiting to hear from a job. They said probably in the next week or two that he'd hear back. So I'm hoping that that's pertaining to him, that a contract will come through. Fingers crossed.
Beautiful. Well, definitely
right.
let us know.
Yeah,
thank you, Miranda.
Definitely. Thank you,
I'm
David.
I'm glad we
thank
were
you,
able
Rachel.
To get to you. Okay.
Thank you so much. It's been a while. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take good care. Okay, my dog is sounding off. He says, that's enough. Come on, fella. It's okay.
I love it. I have a dog, Rex, and whenever I do a Facebook Live, my dog, Rex, it's a labradoodle, and he always jumps up on the chair. It's like, okay, well, we're ready.
Oh, that's great.
I always love it.
Well, this is Shadow, and he's a black lab.
Oh, gorgeous.
I love labradoodles. They're great.
Yes.
Well, I just want to thank everybody that's called in tonight, and thank you, Rachel. It's always a joy to have you on the show. And with that said, I'm going to wish everybody good night and God bless.
Take care. Thank you, David.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You all the callers.
Thank you.